Hi everyone, and welcome to Conscious Fitness and Divine Body, your weekly meeting with the body-mind-spirit connection. Everything that you want to know about how to reconnect with your soul and realign with it, then you have to come up on and just listen to us, and especially tonight, because we have a great, great guest tonight. Her name is Jenna Hollingworth, and she is from the West Coast, or at least from, she is right now on the West Coast. And Jenna is a gifted intuitive coach and medium, and she is going to entertain us with her knowledge about psychic ability and how to develop it, and how this body, mind, and spirit connection is actually helping develop these abilities. So, Jenna, you're there with us?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome to the show, and thank you again for taking the time to sharing your knowledge and your experiences with us. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who want to know more about it and will be eager to learn that. So, Jenna, tell us a little bit about you and your journey. How did you get into all those stuff?
Well, you know, I grew up with a mom who was psychic.
That helps.
And so my grandmother, my mom's mom, had psychic abilities. And so it's in the female side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like a natural progression that at some point in time I would get into doing this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, it basically started off as, you know, I would have predictive dreams, and I would just sort of know things about people or know certain things were going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize at the time that any of this was, you know, psychic ability. And
mm-hmm.
I also had, my friends would jokingly call me the cosmic connector, because I always would find my friends like the perfect jobs or set them up with somebody who could help them in their lives in some way. And it was just constantly happening, and
mm-hmm.
it wasn't until later in my life, until I hit about 40, that I mm-hmm. actually came into my full potential as a psychic and medium.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it gives us some hope for
yeah.
all of us who are on the path, and it's like I know a few of my clients who are, okay, so how do I do that? But,
right.
you know, I'm already 40 or 50 or 60, how do I do that? Is it too late?
It's
so,
never too late.
Is that a question of age, though?
It's never too late. And you know what's so great about it is that we all have psychic ability, every single one of us.
We do.
And it's just a matter of being open and
mm-hmm.
having the desire to want to learn how to use it.
Totally, totally. So how did you come up with that realization yourself at 40?
I basically, this is a funny story. A friend of mine, when I turned 40, for whatever reason, she decided to buy me a Ouija board.
Oh,
and,
the Ouija
you know,
board.
I always thought those were very scary, and I really didn't, you know, want anything to do with it. But
okay.
I said, you know what? She bought it for me for a reason, so I'm just going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, I was home by myself, and I just took the board out, and I got on it for about 15 minutes. And basically what you do is you just put your hand on very lightly on this little cursor that kind of
mm-hmm.
moves around the board and will spell out things. And I swear I sat there for about 15 minutes, nothing happened. I was about to put it away, and all of a sudden it started to move very slowly.
Oh.
And my grandmother, my mom's mom, who I never met in life because she was
uh-huh.
died before I was born, came on the board,
mm.
and she basically just said, "This is Nana Rose. I want you to be a coach."
Oh, fantastic.
And that was my first contact with the other side.
Oh.
And it just, as soon as I tapped into that and opened up that communication, that was it. And it just went from there.
Oh, that's fantastic. So have you ever, like, after that first encounter, have you ever thought of whatever things you have been, you know, have had happened in your life, or coincidences and synchronicities that maybe related you to your grandmother in one way or another through dreams, or and you said, "Oh, but that's what it was."
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because my middle name, you know, I was named after her, so my middle
mm-hmm.
name is her name, And oddly enough, whenever I have, of course, growing up with a psychic mom, I've always been into psychics and metaphysical things and all that.
Sure.
So I always thought it was fun growing up to get psychic readings from other people because, of
mm-hmm.
course, my mom's my mom and she knows everything about me anyway. So, you know, I wanted to go to someone else. And every time I would ever go to anybody else, the first person who would always come through is my grandmother.
Oh.
And so it was like I always had that connection with her, and I just never realized that she was going to be one of my very first spirit guides that I would ever have.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So how did your mom ever, like, explain to you in some kind of words, like, I mean, I know a lot of kids like, okay, so what is your mom doing? What does she do? Well, let me explain to you.
You know, it was really strange because when you grow up in that environment, you just, it's like normal.
Totally.
It's like your mom going to an office job, you know, it's just,
uh-huh.
except at my house, it was, I'd come home from school. And instead of my mom, you know, having a snack ready for me and doing my homework with me, she'd have clients sitting at the kitchen table giving readings.
That is,
and
that
so
is
it
great.
Just seemed completely normal for me. And because my friends grew up coming over all the time and my mom being a psychic, it seemed normal to them as well.
Oh,
but she
I
just kind of knew things and
very
could tell us things about, especially about the boys we had crushes on.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
yeah.
that's a good that's
yeah.
a good way to get some information there, right there. So, did you understand this? Because I'm sure, like, when you started to really realize that you could exploit or at least, you know, really use this gift and this ability, the body mind spirit connection that everyone was and is talking about right now, something must have, you know, like, kind of crossed your mind. It's like, oh, okay, did you say, okay, I realize what it really means, or is it something that came across later on?
You know what? That aspect of it came across later in my life. I always had a knowledge of it, mm-hmm. but I did not fully grasp the full, you know, potential of it until later in my life, because I had always been into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always been, again, interested in the metaphysical and all that kind of stuff. But I
mm-hmm.
didn't realize the full connection of, like, body, mind, soul until later in life. And I realized that as I took better care of my body and I started, you know, giving myself better foods instead of all the junk food I ate growing up,
mm-hmm.
as I started to, you know, clean out my diet and eat better, then my intuition got stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't realizing that at the time until, you know, things just kept happening, you know, and I would get, like, stronger dreams or stronger,
mm-hmm.
I would just know about people or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and then it would happen more frequently. And it didn't really dawn on me until I got older that as I cleaned up it and my body was getting healthier, it just opened me up to being able to receive stronger messages.
Very interesting. So I have written a book called Beyond Fitness, and in that book I put down my personal belief about the reason why actually there is actually right now a tendency for the Western populations to actually grow bigger and fatter. And my vision is that there is a misunderstanding about this body-mind-spirit connection in terms of there is a no-knowingness and a kind of a fear.
Yeah.
And that unconsciously we know that if we reconnect, there is something bigger. But because it has not been explained to us clearly and that there's nothing to be fearful about, then there's this unconscious collective belief that he's hiding it, and we are expressing it through not taking care of our body. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it is interesting because, you know, for a lot of people, they do not take care of themselves for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to find excuses on the mm-hmm. outside, like, oh, I don't have time to exercise because of my kids, or I don't
yes,
have time
yes,
to take good
yes.
care of myself. So it's much easier to stay in denial
totally.
Than it is for people to, you know, to take responsibility for their lives.
Yes.
And so a lot of times it's not until something happens or somebody's health starts to fail in some way or they get some sort of illness or
mm-hmm.
something that they get a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize that they have to change something in
mm-hmm.
their lives and they have to
yes.
come out of that denial stage. So like
totally.
You were saying, like that staying unconscious,
yes.
you know, and not looking at things, but all of a sudden something will happen in their lives where they have to become conscious.
Totally.
And
but
I
so for
believe,
you...
Go ahead.
You sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I just believe that for a lot of people, sometimes it just takes a circumstance from the outside to make them
mm-hmm.
really look at their lives.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And do you think that, so for you personally, you realize that the fact that you were taking care of your physical dimension actually expanded your spiritual side.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, it kept, as I was getting more aware of how, when I took care of myself,
mm-hmm.
how my intuition and my psychic abilities and everything was starting to open up,
mm-hmm.
it came to a point where when I turned, a couple of years ago, I was having a birthday, and as soon as my birthday was coming up, my spirit guides, kind of out of the blue and very unexpectedly, said to me, "You need to enter a fitness competition."
Oh.
And I was looking at them, you know, thinking, okay, you guys are crazy. I'm not going to enter a fitness competition. And I happened to work out with a personal trainer, and I was at the gym one day, and wouldn't you know, one of the female trainers came up to me and she said, "You know, have you ever thought of doing a figure competition? Because
well.
You have the perfect body type for, like, that kind of competition." I had never heard of it. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a chuckle to myself because it was just 2 days earlier that my spirit guides were like, "You need to do a fitness competition."
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, I basically did this competition. And when you do the competition, your eating is very regimented.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because your body has to look a certain way, so I hired a nutritionist to make sure that I did everything, you know, very healthy and all that.
Sure.
And as soon as I met with her, and I thought I ate healthy, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when she pointed that out to me and I started to change, it wasn't so much a diet, but just the combination of foods
yes.
that you put
yes.
together, which I was not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I started doing that, I mean, my mediumship and everything just started going through the roof.
Oh.
And it was just amazing because as my body was getting stronger and feeling better,
yeah.
so did my psychic abilities.
So do you think that somewhere your guide put you on that path as well, because it was another revelation? It was
Absolutely.
Another way for you to, yeah,
Absolutely.
To connect with them more easily and
yep.
more intensely, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, we all, every single one of us, not only do we all have psychic ability, but we also have spirit guides. I'm just
yes.
fortunate enough that I can tune in and hear mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that if we acknowledge that we all have help from the other side and start listening to our intuition, it could help us so much in our lives.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So what is your definition of a psychic ability? Like, let's define it from an expert point of view. Because we hear, you know, we see medium. We see people who talk with people who have passed over.
Mm-hmm.
We see people who speak with angels and people who speak
right.
with higher self and shamans. And so is that something we all can put behind that psychic ability? Or is it something for you that is actually mean something very specific?
You know, it's sort of you know, under an umbrella, you know, like psychic ability. My mom is a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference, and I am a medium, so the difference
okay.
is that when my mom meets somebody, she can literally look at them and basically within 2 seconds of meeting you can almost see right through you and just start telling you things about yourself.
Okay.
She can see things in the future. She can see a lot of things that have happened in your past, you know, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with me, mine and hers is always turned on, so it's an ability that she can never turn off.
Okay.
Now, with mine, as a medium, I connect with spirit guides and also, you know, people, any person who has passed over, you know, I can connect with. But I have the ability to turn that on and off.
I see.
So that when I'm going around in my day-to-day life, you know, and I'm sitting at my office, I don't have, you know, dead spirits walking past my desk, you know, and that kind of thing. So, but when I have a client coming, I do my meditation, I call in my guides or anybody around them who wants to come forth and talk to them, and then when the reading's done, you know, they go away. So it's just different. You know, each person has a unique ability in how they do things.
Okay. So do you believe that actually you could develop the same ability that your mom has, or is it not like there's people who are good mechanics and people who are good computer engineer? Do you think that there's a psychic or like a spiritual ability that we are actually in tune with and that we are better at?
Oh, absolutely. Even with psychic ability in general, not even mediumship, because that's going to a whole other thing, connecting with, you know, souls who have crossed over.
Yes.
But just being psychic, meaning that you can pick up information from other people, you may get predictive dreams about things, it may come in the form of just gut feelings, you know, something doesn't feel right to you, those kind of things. We all can develop those abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But even under the psychic abilities, you know, there's, you know, clairaudience, meaning that you can hear things.
Mm-hmm.
And then clairvoyance is when you can see things and you can predict things and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So even under just general psychic, there's different abilities that people have under that. And some are very strong and, you know.
So how do our listeners figure out which channel they are more in tune with? Like, how will they decide, okay, well, I think that I'm more clairaudient, or I need to probably work more, train more as being a clairvoyant because I feel that's what it is? How,
well, you know what? There's some very, just sort of very simple, basic exercises you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things from when you go to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pulling in your driveway, you know, you guess how many pieces of mail you're going to have sitting in your mailbox.
Okay.
Or when, you know, you're at a place where there's elevators, you know, you guess which elevator is going to come first.
Okay.
And when you do those kind of things, what you're doing is seeing how the information comes to you. So you're thinking, did I just hear that answer? Did I just feel it? Or did I see, like, a picture in my mind of this particular elevator coming?
I see.
Or did I see a picture in my mind of, like, I have three pieces of mail? Or did I hear I have three pieces of mail? So it's about, you know, just starting to kind of tune in to how you're receiving the information.
Okay.
And I know even in when I teach a lot of psychic development workshops, and when I teach the workshops, we do immediately, I have people start doing exercises with each other. And sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, we don't know how to do this, and we don't know, you know. And one of the exercises I do, which everybody has a blast with, is I give them someone's name. And they have to write the name down on a piece of paper, and I give them about 5 minutes, and they tell me whatever it is they pick up from that name. So, you know, I say to them, you know, just say, like, Samantha Jones, you know, and then I give them 5 minutes and I say, you know, what kind of personality do you think she has? You know, where do you think she lives? What kind of things does she like? You know, and just kind of get general questions. And I have to tell you, people who think they have no abilities, 90% of the time they hit exactly that, how that person is. Or what
that is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's a part of it, and probably the best, the most part of it, that is the trust in ourselves, that the answer that we receive is actually the right one, the true one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's about trusting. You know, a lot of people don't trust their intuition.
Totally.
So, you know, they may have a bad feeling about going somewhere on a particular night, but they go anyway, and then, you know, something happens that they wish didn't happen, and, you know, they say to themselves, oh, I should have listened to myself. I shouldn't have gone. You know, so it's about trusting when you're... When you get an intuitive hit about something, it's about trusting it and listening to it.
Yeah, the not second guess yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because when I started to develop mine, it was really about that. And, you know, I remember when I was a child and I was going to school and then I had a test. My mom always told me, when you don't know, just trust that the first answer that comes to you is the right one.
Right.
And I tell you, 99% of the time, it was true. It was
absolutely
right. It's like, you don't remember what the answer was for the test, but somehow there's something that comes to you. And then if I didn't second guess myself, I was right.
Yes.
And it's funny coming from my mom who, you know, has never been surrounded by any of those psychic abilities or even notion of spirituality or metaphysical terms. But, you know, that there is something already that we knew on a collective consciousness that actually was brought back to us through those old saying.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, and those are really the one to hold on to. But it is not second-guess yourself. This is what I said to my clients, too. It's... But there's this part of the brain that needs to jump back on. It's like, well, it does not make any sense.
Absolutely.
And
I always say to people, even, you know, especially in the psychic development classes, because people will come and get nervous that they're going to give wrong information or they're not going to get something. And, I always say to them, this is about letting go and having fun.
Yes.
It's not about how accurate you are or anything like that. It's about opening up and just having an awareness of how you're receiving your information.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the class, you know, not only are people, they always do a million times better than they ever thought they would.
Uh-huh.
They're always so surprised at how good they are. But they are also, they have more an awareness. They understand that, you know, some people say, oh, you know, every time before I got information, I would get a really warm feeling in my head. And so that, to them now, is a sign. Now they're aware that when they're getting psychic information or intuitive hits about something, they start getting that warm feeling in their head. And so now they know that this is my intuition kicking in. I have to listen to this.
Correct.
So it's just a learning process. And
it
again,
is.
Like
it is actually it's very good that you had that experience of training as well. I mean, in order to shape your body in a way that is harmonious and the way you actually picture it as you want it, you needed to practice and train.
Oh, absolutely.
And you made it better.
Absolutely. And you brought up a great point, because training for a figure competition, which is basically, you know, it's not bodybuilding, but you're not big and bulky like that, but it's really getting your physique pretty ripped, you know, in really good shape, and the muscles very defined and all that.
Correct.
And so it takes, you know, obviously a lot of time in the gym and a lot of dedication, and it's not something that happens overnight.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's the learning of it. It's going through the process to understand, you know, how you get to the end result. And it's the same with developing your psychic abilities. It's like, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to start by, like I said, being open and trusting. And like you said, you know, not second guessing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And how fantastic it is, actually, when you have those, the training, those two training, that spiritual part, psychic part, and that physical part, because when I was training for a figure competition too, it was really reconnecting with the body and the body speaking to you.
Yes.
Like, you know, the way you feel when you train, after you train.
Yes.
Well, today it was overtraining. I did a little bit too much because I feel my body is like that and like this. And this awareness is really, I was able for myself, for my experience, to truly transpose it to my psychic ability training. And it's like, okay, how do I feel today? And it was really this communication, this language.
Yes.
You know, that was getting thinner and thinner and more appropriate and more meaningful. And, you know, really I engaged everyone who can, who is ready to get on the on their spiritual path and wants to actually discover their psychic ability and expand them to truly actually work on their body part as well, because there's a similarity about that work.
There is, and that's that's an excellent point you brought up, because you said it so perfectly when you said, you know, you opened up a communication
mm-hmm.
with yourself and your
mm-hmm.
body, and your body told you, you know, certain days you may have overtrained and it let you know,
mm-hmm.
and then other, you know, other days it was something else. But, you know, it is, it's all about, you know, having that connection with yourself and being able to listen to your body. And the same thing, it's like opening communication with your intuitive self and allowing it to come
mm-hmm.
through with the messages, because it's always giving you messages. It's just you need to learn to communicate with it to receive them.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it is, it's very interesting how actually you say it did. It's really, you are in complete communication all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something that it's like triggered one day, you know, at least for the psychic ability. You were talking about mediumship, and that is probably, like you were saying, turn off and on.
Right.
But for the psychic ability of knowingness and feeling and getting those information, as soon as you ask for it, the information is sent to you.
Correct.
Right. So there is no, I have a lot of clients saying, well, you know, it's just like, I just don't, it's nothing. There's nothing. There's no signs. There's no synchronicity. I don't see it. I don't feel it. It's just not working. And then there's sometimes when they have this awareness, they are this place in their day or their life where it's suddenly they are in sync, and it's like, oh, well, that time it worked.
Yeah.
Well, good luck then. It was a good luck, but it always worked. It's
always
just a matter
worked.
Of totally tuning in.
But, you know, in day-to-day lives, people get so preoccupied
mm-hmm.
with all the little, you know, details that are happening in their lives. They just, they are getting the messages, but they're just ignoring them.
Ignoring them.
You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I get a lot of times with clients, and I know, you know, I'll be on the phone with a woman, and she'll be asking me about a relationship that she's in that is not good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the reading, I find myself saying, I'm not telling you anything about this guy that you don't already know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I'm just bringing it into your face so that you have to look at it and deal with it.
Yes.
But I'm not telling you anything because you already know this guy is no good for you.
Uh-huh.
You
exactly.
know, so it's just about tuning into it and listening
uh-huh.
to it.
It's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So is there like a, if someone would ask you the question like, why would I want to expand my psychic ability? What would it be good for me? What would you say?
Oh, my gosh, it can help you in everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, just in making just your basic, you know, day-to-day decisions, you know, as far as, and the funny thing is you can make a game of it, which can help you learn. So anytime you have, you know, little decisions you want to make, like where should I go for dinner tonight?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know what I feel like, or I know I want to go away somewhere next month, but I'm not really sure where. It's like, just see, like you had mentioned, the first thing that comes to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, tune into that, because that's your intuition, you know,
yes.
starting to tell you. And as you get used to it and you get used to receiving messages, you can, this is one exercise that everyone can do that I still do to this day, and I absolutely love it. You just
mm-hmm.
take a notebook, plain notebook with a pen, and at the very top of the page, you write, what do I need to know about my life right now?
Yes.
And you just leave a very open-ended question, like, what, you know, what is important for me to know about my life right now? And you sit with a pen for, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes, it doesn't have to be a long time, and write whatever comes to you. And it could mean the first few times you do it, you may not get anything. And then if you do this every night for a week or two, you're going to start to get messages that are just really important to your life.
Yes.
And these are the things that it's like you take 10 minutes for yourself and do something like this, and you can get some really important messages.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's very interesting is that I remember doing this, like it was a 20-minute meditation, and I had decided that I needed to ask that question. Okay, well, what's next for me? What should I, focus on?
Yeah.
And I remember very clearly visualizing three designs coming to me, and that individually didn't mean anything to me right away. Like, okay, I have those three images coming to me. And you were talking about notebook, which I truly believe in journaling and having a notebook to write down. And so I wrote down and draw actually what I've seen. And it was like a reversed pyramid.
Oh,
and the second was the Celtic cross.
Yep.
And the third one was the number three. And it was like, I mean, absolutely no clue at the time when it happened. But we were talking about second guess ourselves, and it was really about, okay, I may not know right now, but I will.
Right.
It will come to me. It's going to be like a crossroad where everything is going to be falling into places and making this big puzzle.
Right.
And the day after, you know, I didn't even think about it at that time. I woke up, and then I go to get my mail and receive a book of a guest that I'm going to be interviewing in June, and the cover of her book is a reverse pyramid.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, okay, there's got to be something in it that is important. And then, and I looked, and obviously she's talking about thought and the everything that is about Celtic and mystery, and it's about the secret society, and it's just like right on.
Wow.
And it was like, okay, and I read the book in 2 days, and oh my God, how much did I learn from it? And
right.
It helped me out, you know, opening another gate and another gate and moving along into the path.
Absolutely. And you know what's so great about just by you having this show and the work that you do on the show, it's that every single person who comes on the show with you is just, it's like you grow spiritually with each guest that you have on there, because they open you up to another level of something.
You're right. And you know what's very interesting? I had a friend giving me a little, and I don't know if you've seen those, but they are called the Universal Pad Order, and it's this woman, I don't remember her name right now, I think her name is Brooks, and she has this website, and it's Universal Order Pad, and she has created this little pad order, like a waitress would have, or waiter would have at the restaurant, and you write your name, you write the date, and you have like five little like rooms, places on the page to write down whatever you want to send out to the universe. Like you are just writing your order to the universe.
Oh, that's great.
And so you write it down, and there's actually a copy on the bottom that is yellow, and you keep the copy, and you just release the first one, which is the one that you would give to the cook when you give it to the restaurant.
Oh, that's great.
And on one of it, I wrote at the beginning of this year that one of my wish was to expand my metaphysical knowledge and expanding my intuition. And I, you know, like you were saying, through my show, I actually just expanded like exponentially every single time.
Right.
And so it does. Like you ask for it, and it will be given to you every single time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is answered. And so you're right. It is really, and hopefully, you know, if it does that for me, it does that to every single listeners that is you know, tuning in to the show too.
Oh, it does, and you know that is such a wonderful idea with you know, the universal order pads, because it is true. It's that you have to put your order in.
Exactly.
So that the universe knows what to give you.
Those are really, and they are, like, very cheap. I think they are about $10, less than $10, and there's about 30 of them in each pad. And, I mean, what a gift. I had a seminar about a month ago, and I gave one to the client, the people who came to the seminar, and it was like it made them their day. And, you know, they're going to be just talking to other people and offering that for a little gift. It's not just a lot, but it meant, I mean, it could actually become a lot. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's
so
wonderful. And, you know, I tell my clients all the time, you brought up such a great subject, because so many times, you know, people will say, well, you know, there's nothing going on in my life and nothing's changing. And, you know, I just can't get the job and I haven't met anybody and, you know, just on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I will bring that up to them, because obviously when I'm reading them, I can feel energetically that they really need to make a shift.
Yes.
And so, you know, they want to put the blame, you know, outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I always bring it back to them, you know, and I always say, well, you know, what are you telling the universe that you want? Because right now, you know, what I'm hearing from you is that you have no idea what you want, so how does the universe know what to bring you?
Exactly, exactly.
And so, but until you actually say that to someone, you know, and kind of walk them through the process,
yes,
you know, they just don't get it. So,
yes, you're right. So I just find out on internet what it was. It's www.useyouruniverse.com.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
So you know, if you're listening to us, listeners, you just can go on it. And the woman who has created that is a really simple idea. Her name is Lisa Brooks, and I think it's a brilliant idea. And thank her for thinking about it. And and that's a great gift that you can get, and even for your clients, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's great. And you know what else I like about that? And it brings up another good point, is that something like that is so simple, yet
yes,
so important.
Yes.
And I always say to people, you know, people complicate their own lives all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I always say to them, you know, keep it simple.
Yes.
Stop making things so, you know, complicated all the time. And so, you know, again, that's when, you know, by being able to be open and be able to tune into your intuition and receive messages, it can help simplify your life in so many ways.
Yeah, yeah. And especially, you know, I think that we're getting into a time right now where we are so overwhelmed by informations and data that just are downloaded through, you know, internet. We have the TV, we have the radio, we have people around, we have there's so much information that gets stored that we need to simplify our life.
Yeah.
To, you know, to cleanse and make it a lot easier, and to balance actually this kind of hectic outside life, to make sure that inside we actually keep it kind of simple. It's really about keeping it simple.
And, you know, what's really interesting, too, is, and I've been working with this because I think it's so interesting, is that, you know, Oprah now is doing this big worldwide webcast.
Yes.
With the, you know, the Eckhart Tolle book. And what basically is just so interesting about the book is keeping yourself in the present moment.
Yes.
And I have really been working on that every single day, about keeping myself present in the moment. And I have to tell you, it brings so much joy when I do that.
Yes.
And no matter what it is I'm doing, if I'm at my desk and I'm doing work or I'm doing research on something, I'm very involved in that. And if I come home and, you know, we have a new puppy and my playtime with that puppy, my mind is right there with her, enjoying every single moment.
Yes.
You know, and it's just, I think it is just, again, a very simple concept, but it just keeps you focused and happy, and you're not dwelling on all the 10 million things you have to
yes.
do. And
it's very empowering.
It is.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that it's as well, and you again, you're the expert, and you're going to tell us about it, but the fact, I mean, living in the moment is one key to reconnect with this psychic ability and this to really get this alignment with the body, mind, spirit. Because, you know, if the mind is shifting to, okay, what do I have to do tomorrow, and there's no way you can connect with it.
No.
Right.
No, and that's why, you know, I love the work that I do, because it's so empowering, and it always keeps me in the present.
Yes.
And it always, and that's why I love that exercise we spoke about a couple of minutes ago, you know, writing down on a piece of paper, what do I need to know right now
yes.
in my life? Because it keeps you right, you know, it keeps you focused on really the only thing you have control over, which is the present moment.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I'm glad we talk about all those, it diverge everywhere, but it's so good because it's so complex in a way, but and go back to the truth that is so simple. It's really being your authentic self and living from your place of truth. And I wanted to talk as well about another thing that you're doing, that you have created, that is called the Human Design Analysis.
Yes.
And I when I looked at your website and what you were doing, I became totally fascinated by that. And talk about, you know, expanding my metaphysical knowledge. I pretty much want to know everything about it. It's possible,
you know,
but
human design, everybody has that response to human design, including myself.
Okay.
When I first heard about it, which was probably about 10 years ago now, I was just fascinated by it and had to find out everything about it. And basically what it is, it's an in-depth personality analysis.
Okay.
And it's based on the traditions of astrology, of the chakra system of the body, the energy systems,
mm-hmm.
and also from the I Ching,
mm-hmm.
which is like an ancient divination tool.
Okay.
And it's sort of, the I Ching is sort of like how we use tarot cards today.
Okay.
You know, the I Ching is based on that same kind of thing, like each line of the I Ching has a different
Holly.
Meaning to it, just like each tarot card does, you know,
mm-hmm.
in today's society. And so when you combine all that, the astrology and the energy centers of the body and the I Ching, we input all the information into a computer. So I take someone's birth data,
mm-hmm.
the time they were born and the place they were born and the country and all that,
mm-hmm.
and then we put it into the computer. And what it does is it creates a chart that basically tells us everything about you, all your strengths, all your weaknesses, your life purpose, and not only about you, but it also tells us about your soul's incarnation as well.
That is brilliant.
Because in human design, they calculate that, or they believe in, that the soul enters the body 88
mm-hmm.
days before you're actually born.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right around the time, you know, the neocortex of the brain is starting to form. And
yes.
they believe that's at the time when the soul comes into the body. So, you know, we talk about, when we talk about the things of your soul, we talk about these will show up in your chart as things that maybe talents that you have or certain things that personality traits that you have that you may not be aware of that are from your soul's incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting, you know, combination of things to do. And when you do someone's chart, they're always blown away because it's so right on about their personalities,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. So you do that. And how long does it take? Like if someone called you and wants one, how long does it take you to put it together? And
it usually takes me, I usually am booked about 3 weeks in advance or so, 3 to 4 weeks. So
mm-hmm.
it usually, the actual reading, when we do the reading, it takes an hour to go through the reading of the chart.
Okay.
And then I send you a copy of the chart and the whole written interpretation of everything that we spoke about in the phone so that you
okay.
have it in writing. And if some people prefer the audio tape of it instead of the written portion because they like to listen to it. So either way, you'll have, you know, either a tape of the reading or a written interpretation. But it really just gives you a basic overview of, you know, all the, again, strengths, weaknesses in your personality, directions. It's not a predictive thing. Like my medium readings are predictive.
Okay.
You know, we can talk about, you know, what I see in your future or what I see in this relationship or should you change jobs or any of those kind of things we talk
mm-hmm.
about in the medium reading. This, when you get both of them together, it's an extremely powerful tool.
Because
we do the human design analysis first, and that gives us just a really great overview of what's going on with you, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and what your hidden talents are that you may not even be aware of that you have. And then once we have all this information, then we follow that up with a medium reading. And so now we have all this great information about your personality. And then with the medium reading, we just take the ball and run with that because we can say, okay, now that we know that you have this, this, and this, you know, these are all the things that you can do with it.
Okay. So you that's know, even like, it's kind of the icing on the cake to have you doing that.
Yeah, it is. It's a really great, and my medium readings are not about, it's not so much me saying to you, oh, I have your dead Uncle Joe here, and he said he left you a flower, you know, when you were three. It's really about my guides. The only way I can explain it is they do life coaching from the other side.
Okay.
So we very much focus in on what's going on with you, what you need to work on, what you need to change,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that kind of stuff. And they're very adamant if they see that you need to work on something in particular, they will be very adamant about talking to you about this particular thing.
I see. Have you ever had guides coming through you who actually have asked you to contact someone because this person somehow never get the message on her own and she really or he really needed to get it from you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting about that. I have, you know, like I said to you earlier, I usually turn off and turn on when I
mm-hmm.
want to tune in or not. But there are times if guides want to get messages to somebody, they will. And I have a particular client whose mom had passed about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time the mom wanted to get in touch with her daughter, she would come to me while I was at work.
Uh-huh.
And she would tell me, she would start saying her daughter's name to me over and over and over again. And she would say, you know, give me the name of her daughter and say that she needs to come to you now for a reading because I need to talk to her. And then I would say back to her, well, I can't really call her up and say, hey, your mom just showed up at my job. She's telling me you need to come for a reading. But every single time the mom would show up, the daughter would call me within 24 hours.
Oh.
And it got to a point where it became a joke because every time she would call me for a reading, I would say, I know your mom already came.
Oh.
You know, your mom was here yesterday, so I knew you were going to be calling for a reading today. But when they have messages to get through, they will absolutely, they will make sure they come through.
Oh, that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
So I know as well that you have on your website, you are selling your intuition bracelets. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, there. I use those a lot with in conjunction when I teach these psychic development workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I do my workshops, I send out everybody gets a kit, you know, so they have a great workbook with tons of information in it, and I give them a pendulum to work with, and then they can buy the psychic development bracelet, which was I have a friend of mine who's a jewelry designer, so we sat down one day and we got together and we talked about. You know, what the best kind of gemstones were, you know, to develop psychic abilities and things like that. So, you know, we sat and we just talked about that. And then she's an artist, basically. So she created these beautiful bracelets. And when people wear them, what I do is I say she creates them and gets all the stones. And then I take them and I do a little ritual and a little prayer over it so that when I send them to the person, I'm sending, you know, all the energy in it. That I kind of energize it before I send it to the person. And then they're supposed to wear it every day for a couple of weeks so that it can, you know, the energy in the bracelet can then meld with your energy and help you open up your psychic abilities.
I see.
And so, you know, I give you, like, little meditation and stuff to do with it. And, you know, I still wear mine because not only do I love it because it's pretty, but it's just when it's on, I just feel a certain buzz or a certain energy when I have it on.
I see.
So, yeah, I really like it.
That's very, very fun. And then, and so you are doing right now those, so you're teaching psychic development.
Yeah,
right?
I'm teaching the psychic. I'm just finishing up, you know, so many of my clients live either out of state or out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of because I live in Los Angeles, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people, every time I would hold one locally, my clients would say, but I can't come because I live
yeah.
too far away. So I decided to just set it up now. I do a lot of them as conference calls.
Very
so they're
nice.
A month long. So for 4 weeks, we do mm-hmm. one session a week for an hour and 15 minutes on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I give everybody just a dial-in number to call into.
Mm-hmm.
And we record all the sessions. And basically, I just break up my one-day workshop that I would have here in L.A. to four different, you know, into 4 weeks. And we
hours.
Just... You know, do it. We go through all the exercises. I give them homework assignments to work
mm-hmm.
on, and it's just
mm-hmm.
it is just so much fun.
So, how many people do you have per class?
I keep it very small because mm-hmm. I want them to be intimate. So I only take between like 4 and 6 people per class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have more classes instead of having just like a big class with a ton of people on there.
Of course.
I don't like to do that. I like to keep them very small and intimate so that everybody kind of gets a chance to share and, you know, to do all that.
Very
and,
good.
It's just the people have a blast and they learn a lot and they understand how things work and how they're
yes.
receiving messages.
Yes. So do you have any students who kind of... like overwhelmed you and became a teacher and I mean not maybe teacher but like really who realized their own potential and
you know,
actually
yes.
became psychic themselves?
Not so much psychics themselves, but they definitely really blew me away, really overwhelmed me, and they overwhelmed themselves.
Yes.
And so what they did is they didn't necessarily go out and become psychic, but what they did is that opening up their psychic ability also opened up their awareness to other things. And a couple of the people went on to teach not psychic development classes, but other kind of classes that they really had a passion for, but they included some of the things we did in our psychic development class.
Oh, very nice.
So, you know, it was just really, you know, people come out of there and they're just very, you know, they're changed.
Yes.
You know, so, and that's all that matters. It's just that they've now developed an awareness and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they've learned how to tap into it. And
mm-hmm.
I always tell them, just keep practicing.
Yes.
And as long as you keep practicing, you know, you're going to be good, so.
Definitely. And so lately, within your practice, have you find out that there was like a question or a motive why people would come to you more often? Like, is it more often related to what is my next job or when am I going to meet this person? Or is it more about, okay, how can I feel better about myself? How can I? Is it more something about discovering themselves?
It's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination. You know, some people, I always tell people before they come for a reading, I always say, have a list of questions prepared that you want to know about because I really want to make sure that we cover everything that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times if people don't do that before they come to a reading, they forget what they want to ask. And then, you know, 2 weeks later I get an email saying, oh, I totally forgot. I wanted to talk about that, you know. And a lot of them, it's, you know, what we all deal with, relationship issues, career issues, you know, life purpose issues, you know,
yes.
all those kind of things that every single one of us as humans deal with, you know, money matters and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, basically, like I said, the guides are very, you know, frank with their information. They don't beat around the bush. So if
yes.
they're... You know, if you're asking me about somebody and, you know, I say, okay, just give me the person's first name you want to know about, and they don't like this person. They come right out and say, this is not the guy for you. You're not going to marry him. You're wasting your time.
Very good. We like direct people like that.
Yeah, they're very direct. So I'm always like, you know, this is how they work, and so just so you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's really, really good. And we need to tell our listener where they can find you. Obviously, you're in L.A., so people everywhere, everyone who lives around there can find you in person, I guess, and you can have a session in person. But what is your website?
My website is www.janahollingsworth.com, and that's JanaHollingsworth.com. And I have clients, like I said, all over the country and all over the world, so I do a lot of phone readings, and, you know, we can accommodate all sorts of time changes and you know, time differences and all that, so, and it's just a really, people get a lot out of the readings, because like I said, it's not, oh, you're going to be married and live happily ever after. They really hone in on your life and what's important for you to know about and what you need to work on.
So do you want to give your phone number where people can reach you?
Sure. The phone number is area code 310-441-9597.
Very good. And do you have any workshop around LA that you are planning on that people eventually can get on right now?
You know, they can. I am actually just finishing up my 4-week workshop that I was doing next week, and I will be having another one in the next couple of months. So people can log on to my website or send me an email at janarosehh.com.
Okay.
And I can give you any information about upcoming workshops, and it will also be up on, you know, posted up on my website.
Okay, so yeah, people, you have to join Jenna's email list and get the greatest news and the latest one on psychic abilities and development, and because it is fascinating, and it is truly about learning about yourself and self-discovery and this self-empowerment that you can truly get through that those techniques and those coaches.
Absolutely, and just, you know, a final word to everybody is that please know that, you know, everybody has this ability.
Yes.
So just open yourself up and trust it and start listening to what your intuition is telling you.
Definitely. And, well, I want to thank you, Jenna, for having spent this time with us and sharing your expertise and your knowledge and your experience and your fun. It was really, really fun.
It was fun. I had a wonderful time. And
very good. Very good.
And
hopefully a lot of people, and I know they will contact you, will get in touch with you, because we can feel that your personality is very attractive in terms of discovering yourself and helping and supporting others. It's really coming from your authentic self, and I know that people are usually attracted to that type of energy. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And I guess we're going to leave our listeners to the our next host. And I'm sure we'll get back to each other sometimes for another show about something as fascinating as the psychic development.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to.
All right.
All right. I'll look forward to it.
Okay, Jenna. You have a wonderful evening in L.A. And we'll get back in touch sometimes, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.